morning general sessions of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois State Convention is back in session. All right. Yes, we are together again. All right. So, oh, door prize. Thank you. That gives me time to look at my agenda. Okay. Well, as long as they're for me. No, he left. Yeah, she already won. Rousey can't get it. We don't roll like that in Illinois. Maybe once you move here, we'll consider it. Did we pull it? What was the name? No. She was earlier. Shucks. Don't they know they got to be in the room where it happens? The room where it happens. Ahmed Hassan, I think you're Ahmed. He's here.
$100.
Yep. Ice cream is on a med this afternoon. All right. Another door prize. Marco, the door prize table mic is not keying up. He said, is there a mic over there? Okay, she said, yeah, there's a mic, but it's not working. He said, turn it on. She said, it's not working, Marco. She said, she wants you. She wants you. Okay, I can repeat. So what you got over there? Okay. A beautiful fall donation. Uh-huh.
And I have a $25 cash prize.
And the lucky winner is Kate Myers? Huh? K-A-I-T. Oh, Keith Myers. No, sorry. No, you all didn't take names out. You pulled Keith last night. He's not here. No, they pulled Keith, Dave. It wasn't Teresa. Okay, pull again. No, Keith is not here. Right, but Keith was pulled last night, so he should have been taken out. Murphy Conda? Is Murphy Conda in the room? Draw again. Nope, not here. Ileana Serrano. No está aquí. Soledad dice que está aquí. Vivian Liebhardt. Nope, not here. I'm right here, though.
Is there anybody here? Make some noise. I know. Right, that's what I'm saying, y'all. Marianne Barkowski. I know she was in here earlier. Marianne Barkowski. All right, well. Okay. Well, while they are pulling door prize, few logistical items. Name tags, please turn in your name tags to the table to the left out when you exit the door. Name tags. Save us money. Nope, Jeff isn't here, I don't think. Jeff Noga? All right, and also, checkout is at 11 a.m. Right. Quiet on the set. Vincent Hartner? Are you here? Vincent Hartner? Oh, okay. I'm like, who? Okay, sorry. Poppy doesn't get it. One more and then Archie? Repeat that. Oh, Harvey MacArthur. Nope, he was an exhibitor, not here. Yes, Patty Chang. Oh, man, look. It's not fair, but the door prize committee did it to us. All right, so I guess Elizabeth gets it. All right, another logistical item. I think I mentioned it. Quiet on the set. Quiet, por favor. See, you got me mixing languages. English and Spanglish. All right, so name tags on the table to the left of the door when you exit. Room checkout is at 11 a.m. unless you have a late checkout. You want to make sure that you get all of your stuff and get checked out of your room. Are there any logistics that I might have missed? The hotel will store your luggage at the front desk if you need to store your luggage while we are in sessions. All right. So, with nothing else, we will go into Mr. Sound. Are you ready for Braille is Beautiful? All right. Mr. Sound is making his way. He's making his way. Yes, Elizabeth Rouse. Pam G, she's enjoying it. So maybe while Marco is getting that queued up, can we get a mic?
Okay. Secure text field.
I was going to say get a mic to Debbie Stein to explain Braille is Beautiful. All right.
One, two.
Yeah, she left. Hey,
track position. View comments.
Debbie Stein.
Track position. Auto 38 minutes, 52 seconds.
Okay.
Adjustable. Auto 38 minutes, 52 seconds.
Robert Whitman.
Play.
Are you
button.
In the room?
Track position.
Yay.
Auto 38 minutes, 52 seconds. View comments. Button. Track position.
Okay.
Auto 38 minutes, 52. Play. Button.
All right. Does Debbie Stein
have a
minutes,
I am
minutes,
here and I have a microphone.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. If you
okay.
Talk about
so I won't say very much because I introduce it on the recording that we're going to hear, but I want to thank everybody who participated, and it was really no small thing. We had two full-scale hour-long rehearsals plus an hour or more time doing the recording, and of course all the work that everybody did in between all those sessions, studying their part and practicing and talking to their spouse or their cat or whoever they talk to. So a lot of work went into this production with some behind the scenes work by our former member Byron Lee, who helped me pick out all the sound effects and all the music that you're going to hear, and then Tom Page from Kansas, who has a convention, and he's a state president out there, and he's got their convention coming up next weekend. And in spite of that, he found time to spend 6 hours splicing together our recording and putting in all the music and the sound effects and cutting out the long pauses and making it all work. So a lot of work went into this production that you are about to hear.
38 minutes, 52 seconds. Play. Button.
And thanks to everybody.
Welcome to our 2022 Braille is Beautiful performance. Braille is Beautiful got started as a convention event nearly 20 years ago, when some of us decided we'd like to show that Braille doesn't have to be slow and laborious, that it can be efficient, it can be read with flair, and it can be fun. So we made a dramatic reading part of our convention, and as these things tend to go, it got bigger and bigger through the years. This year we have a full production, thanks to wonderful help from our audio experts extraordinaire, Byron Lee of Minnesota, who helped me select the music and sound effects, and Tom Page of Kansas, who handled the recording and stitched it all together. Our production this year is an adaptation of the classic novel Bedknobs and Broomsticks by Mary Norton. The cast will be as follows. Narrator 1, read by Debbie Pittman. Narrator 2, Pam Gilmore. Narrator 3, Dan Tiveldi. Carrie, Elizabeth Rouse. Charles, Thomas Howe, one of our Bell participants. Paul, Ahmed Hassan, another one of our Bell students. Agnes, Linda Handel. Miss Price, Denise Avant. The Vendor will be read by me, Debbie Kent Stein. The Old Magician, Steve Hestalis, and Emilius Jones, Ken Shad. Now, imagine that you're gathered around the radio back in the days before TV and YouTube. Sit back and enjoy Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Once there were three children named Carrie, Charles, and Paul.
I'm the oldest.
I'm almost as old as she is.
I guess I'm always the youngest one.
One summer, their parents sent them from London to stay in Bedfordshire, in the country. They stayed with their mother's oldest friend, Miss Price.
Miss Price was usually busy in her study, and they didn't see much of her. Her housekeeper, Agnes, was in charge.
Leave your shoes by the door. They're all muddy. Wash your hands before supper. Don't forget to brush your teeth.
The children played all day in the fields and woods. They gathered berries and climbed trees.
The days were pretty much alike until Miss Price hurt her ankle.
That morning, the children decided to go mushroom picking before breakfast. They woke up early and tiptoed down the stairs, not to wake up Agnes.
What's that?
Miss Price sat on the wet ground underneath the cedars. Her coat and skirt were crumpled, and her hair hung down in tangles.
Miss Price, what happened?
I'm afraid I've sprained my ankle.
Oh, no. Let us help you.
I'll get Agnes to call the doctor.
No, please, don't do that. Just help me get home.
I'll carry this.
Oh, Paul, that's just an old broom. Leave it alone.
But it's what she fell off of. It's what she rides on.
What she rides on?
Don't you, Miss Price?
Oh, dear. Now everybody will know.
Nobody knows. Paul didn't even tell us till now.
Harry and Charles went very carefully, helping Miss Price between them. Paul walked behind them, carrying the broom.
Heavens! What happened?
Just a little fall. Nothing to get alarmed about.
What will you do next? It's one thing after another. Rabbits turning up in the kitchen cupboards, strange concoctions bubbling on the stove. Ugh.
Just put on some tea, please.
Yes, ma'am. As you wish, ma'am. I'll put on a pot of tea.
While Agnes was busy with Miss Price, Carrie and Charles tackled Paul.
Why didn't you tell us you saw Miss Price on a broomstick?
I don't know.
When did you see her?
At night, from my window.
We'd have liked to see her too.
She went by so fast. She'd have been gone before I could call you, and you'd just say, "Oh, Paul."
Later, they gathered around the couch where Miss Price was resting.
If it's not rude to ask, are you a witch?
Well, I am, and I'm not. I'm studying to be one.
I don't think you're a wicked witch.
I guess I started too late for that.
Where did you learn?
I have a lot of old books in my study. They're full of spells and incantations. But it takes a lot of practice.
Can you do something magic to show us?
Oh, all right. One little spell before your bedtime. There.
Harry and Charles looked around. Paul was gone. Where he'd been sitting, perched a little yellow frog.
Then Paul was back again, staring at Miss Price expectantly.
Whoa, that was amazing!
What happened? I didn't see anything.
She turned you into a frog. You must have felt it.
I did it. It's not fair.
Think, Miss Price, you could do tricks to raise money at our school bazaar?
Don't even think of it. You can't tell anybody. Please, people won't understand.
We'll never tell. We promise.
Promises get broken all the time.
I have an idea. You could give us something magic, something really special. And if we tell about you, the magic won't work anymore.
Well, maybe. Has anybody got a ring?
No.
Afraid not.
Something you can twist.
Suddenly, Paul pulled something out of his pocket. It was a brass knob off of his bed.
You can twist this. I twisted it right off my bed this morning.
This will be perfect. Be quiet now and let me think. Here you go. Paul, you're the only one who can work the magic.
He handed Paul the bed knob.
What does it do?
Twist it back onto the bed. When you want the magic to happen, twist it off just a little and wish to go somewhere. The bed will take you wherever you want to go.
Oh, Miss Price, thank you.
Now, off to bed. Don't go gallivanting around all night. Moderation in all things, even in magic.
Where should we go?
Let's try a South Sea island.
The Rocky Mountains?
Antarctica.
The pyramids.
Tibet?
The moon.
Where do you want to go, Paul? It's your bed knob. I guess you get a pick.
I want to go to the Natural History Museum and see the dinosaur.
Oh, Paul, you can go there anytime. When you get a chance at magic, you should do something amazing.
Hey, I bet we could even go back in time.
We could see the dinosaurs really alive?
I don't think that's such a good idea. What if we meet a Tyrannosaurus Rex and it eats us up?
Let's visit London a long time ago, like in the history books. How about 1666?
Hey, just to see what was it like.
Get on the bed, everybody.
Hold on to the rails. Now, Paul, give the knob a twist and make your wish. Ready?
What should I say?
Say London, 1666, and let's see what happens.
London, 1666.
Carrie unwound the blanket that had gotten wrapped around her shoulders. Paul knelt on the pillow, looking very scared.
The bed stood in an alleyway off a cobblestone street. Someone was shouting.
Plum cakes! Raisin cakes!
Where are we?
I think it's
1666.
Raisin cakes, hot cross buns.
I want a hot cross bun.
We didn't bring any money.
Raisin, by the king's blood, what are you? Are you angels or devils?
We're just kids.
Young goats? I think not, lest my eyes deceive me.
Where are we?
Why, this is the city of London. Everyone knows that.
Is it really 1666?
Such questions. Where did this bed come from, blocking the public way?
We have to leave it here while we go exploring.
We're kind of lost. Where should we go?
I'll tell you where, young miss. You go down to the corner and knock at number 13. See what Emilius Jones can make of you. You're just his cup of tea.
Who's there?
Three children who are kind of lost.
Enter.
Standing in the doorway were the three cleanest children Emilius Jones had ever seen. Their faces sparkled, and they had a faint fragrance of spices and flowers.
Emilius began to tremble. His knees felt unsteady.
The pastry lady told us to see you. We just need to ask for directions.
Directions to where?
Anywhere. We don't know where we are.
You're in Cripplegate, London.
Could you maybe tell us what century we're in? Just to check.
Go back. Go back from whence you came.
Emilius covered his face with his hands. After a few moments, he uncovered it and looked at the children again.
You're still here.
We'll go right away, but first, please tell us what date this is.
It's the 27th day of August in the year of our Lord, 1666.
1666. We did it.
The fire of London will happen in just a week.
Cripplegate, this house may be burned. It starts at the King's Baker and Pudding Lane and goes down Fish Street. I can remember from my history class.
Go! Go! Go away!
We won't hurt you. We're only children.
Out of the future.
Are you a witch like Miss Price?
I was studying to be one, but the day he died, my master called me to his bedside.
My boy, there is something I must tell you about magic. There isn't such a thing.
But how...
I mean what I say, but it's a good paying business. I've taken care of a wife and five daughters, and I kept a carriage and four.
But the love potions?
Colored water.
And retelling the future?
If you don't go into detail, whatever you prophesy comes true sooner or later. What doesn't come true, they forget about.
That's what my old master said, and I believed him. But now this is magic incarnate.
Miss Price turned me into a frog.
What else is about to come upon us besides that fire that will burn this house?
Have you had the plague yet?
No, thanks to a merciful providence.
You always lived in London.
Oh no, I grew up in the country, in Bedfordshire. My family still has a house there.
Bedfordshire? That's where we're staying this summer, with Miss Price.
I bet it hasn't changed much since your time. We've been up all night?
Paul is falling asleep.
I wish you could come back to Bedfordshire with us, Mr. Jones. You could see what it's like now.
Let's show you the bed. The bed brought us here. Maybe he can take you with us.
I think, yes, I would like to take that journey.
Here's the bed, right where we left it. Let's all go back. I wish we were back in Bedfordshire at Miss Price's house.
Good morning, Miss Price. We're back.
Thank heavens. I've been so worried. I never should have let you go off like that. If something went wrong, what would I tell your parents?
We're perfectly safe, but there's one thing. We brought someone back with us.
You brought someone back?
Just for the day. He won't stay overnight or anything.
He?
His name is Emilius Jones. He's a magician. He's awfully nice, really.
Who's going to take him back home? I made up my mind this was the only trip the bed was going to take. It's just too dangerous. And there you go. Picking up strange magicians who have to be taken home again. And that means another trip.
If you just meet him, you'll like him. He's down in the kitchen having breakfast.
And who might you be, sir? Miss Price didn't tell me we had company this morning.
Emilius Jones, at your service, madam.
At my service, indeed. Where did you get that outfit? Are you auditioning for a movie?
A movie? I think not. Though if you care to explain further...
This is Mr. Jones, Agnes. Apparently, he's visiting us just for today.
I find myself in this, your 21st century, struck by wonders unimaginable.
You want Cheerios or Rice Krispies?
Cheerios, Krispies. Piece of rice? Do they have magic properties?
According to the commercials, they do.
Commercials?
Mr. Jones used to live in Bedfordshire. His house might still be here.
It's a comely, neat house with a garden and an apple orchard.
The children tell me you're interested in magic.
Yes. That is so. Magic is, as one might say, my calling.
You do magic for money?
Why else?
Then you're a real professional. I've never met one.
Never?
Never. This is quite an occasion.
But, madam, do you not practice for money yourself?
Dear me, no. I'm the merest beginner.
Was it not you, madam, who caused the bed to fly?
Oh, that was quite easy, really. I just went by the book.
By the book?
You know, I have to measure everything. I can't do a thing out of my head. I'd love to invent a new spell of my very own. You've probably invented lots of them.
No, none to speak of.
After breakfast, Amelia sat in the garden under the mulberry tree. Harry found him a book called Little Arthur's History of England, which she decided would be better than a newspaper. After all, everything would be news to Amelius from Chapter 7 on.
While Amelius was reading, Charles and Carrie sought out Miss Price.
Miss Price, do you like him?
Well, he has a certain distinction.
Think of all the things you have to talk about if he stays on. You haven't even started.
I'll be perfectly frank. He can stay for a few days, but only on one condition.
What's that?
What's that?
He must be persuaded to take a good hot bath.
Oh, I'm sure he'll do it willingly.
And his clothes must go to the cleaners. He can wear an old suit of my father's in the meantime.
The others listened through the open window as Charles talked to Amelius under the mulberry tree. Charles's voice was a steady monotone, but Amelius's was raised. The conversation went on and on with a few deep silences. Even Paul could tell that the going was rough.
At last, they heard Amelius say,
"So be it, if it is the custom, but I had an uncle die of the ague through this same cause."
Miss Price dug out her fluffiest bath towel. Carrie ran the water to a pleasant, even temperature. She spread out the bath mat and closed the window. Charles ushered Amelius in and explained about the hot and cold taps and how the drain worked.
Amelius was a long time in the bath. The children tiptoed around as if a major operation was taking place upstairs. After a while, they heard Amelius raise his voice in a little Shakespearean ditty.
When I was a little boy, there was a hail, the wind and the rain.
He likes it.
When Amelius finally emerged, he looked 10 years younger, and Miss Price's father's suit fit him to perfection.
Next, they took Amelius across the fields to look for his old house on Tinker's Hill. The house was gone, but Amelius was thrilled when they found the remains of the cellar and a bit of the old garden. There was even a patch of rosemary that Amelius said his aunt had planted.
They decided to walk home by the road. Everything was fine until a car passed.
Amelius disappeared. One moment he was walking beside them, and the next he was nowhere to be seen.
They found him crouching behind the hedge, white and shaking.
There are monsters, demons. Why did I ever come here?
Oh, dear. We should have told you. We should have explained. It's just a car. There are lots of them. They're not monsters at all. They're human inventions.
Emilio's calmed down a bit. But when the mail truck drove past, he bolted into the field and hid behind a tree.
Through the days that followed, Emilius had many more disturbing encounters with the modern world. He was terrified when a plane roared overhead.
What magic holds it aloft? I fear it should fall down upon us all.
The chatter of the TV gave him a pounding headache. When they took him to the shopping mall, he spent the rest of the day in his room with the shades drawn.
Things move too speedily in your time. Everything is too loud. I need to return home.
Let's think about this very carefully.
Over the next few days, Miss Price spent a lot of time on the phone. Once two strange men with briefcases came to the house. They sat with Miss Price for more than an hour, talking in low, serious voices. Miss Price seemed to be writing a lot of letters and running down to the post office.
On the last day of the children's visit, Miss Price called everyone into the sitting room.
What I'm going to tell you won't come as a surprise. You've noticed a good deal of coming and going in the house. So you must know that something is afoot. I don't have anything of great value, so I haven't had much worry about my possessions. The proceeds of the sale will go to the Red Cross.
What sale, Miss Price?
The sale of the house and everything in it.
You're going to sell the house?
I'm selling the house and all the furniture. I'll only take what I can carry.
But where are you going to go?
I think I know. It's sort of good news and bad news. I think Miss Price means...
Mr. Jones has asked me to marry him, and I have accepted.
We're going to live in the 17th century?
Of necessity, Mr. Jones can't stay here. In his time, we have a house on Tinker's Hill and livestock, an orchard, and Mr. Jones has a little something laid by.
How will you get there? Miss Paul goes too.
This evening, after supper, Paul will stand by the head of the bed, twist the knob, and wish us back to 1666.
You're going tonight?
We must. You'll go back home tomorrow. Without Paul, we have no means of conveyance.
I don't know what any of this is all about. All this talk about beds and strange times and disappearances.
All you have to understand, Agnes, is you'll take the children to the station tomorrow morning so they can catch their train to London.
Of course, Miss Price. Understood.
Miss Price, are you sure you'll like it back then?
Mr. Jones and I are two lonely people. We'll be better off together.
There was a faint film of dust where the bed had stood. The room looked bare, with the rugs rolled up and the drawers all empty.
Miss Price had gone. A minute before, there had been bustle and fury, tying up and tucking in, hurried goodbyes, and last-minute hugs. Now, there was silence and emptiness.
The bed had been dangerously overloaded. Besides the clothes basket and two suitcases, there were the last-minute things Miss Price couldn't bear to leave behind. Her silver cream jug, her extra hot water bottle, an egg beater, a cake tin with her store of tea, some boxes of cookies, and six tins of sardines. There were her best silverware and her family photographs. They had tied and retied it all with the clothesline, but it looked awfully precarious, and Miss Price and Emilius were perched on top.
Then Paul wished, standing beside the head of the bed, and then he turned the knob. Suddenly, the room was empty, except for the curtains falling softly back in place, as if there had been a wind.
The children felt terribly alone. When they went downstairs, the emptiness of the house seemed to follow them. The back door stood open, and they wandered outside.
They'll be there by now.
I know what. Let's go up to Tinker's Hill.
We won't see them or anything.
That's okay. Miss Price might sort of know we're there.
It was good to run and climb up the sandy paths. It was good to feel the wind and the sunshine. When they reached the ruins of the old house, Carrie stood very still.
I can see them.
Come on, Carrie, you're just making believe.
They're walking down the path, hand in hand. They just stopped under the apple tree, and now they're looking back at the house.
Come on, it's getting dark.
Suddenly, Carrie's expression changed. Her eyes got wide, and her mouth dropped open. Then she broke into a run.
What's the matter? What happened?
Didn't you hear her?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Didn't you hear Miss Price?
You mean really Miss Price?
It was her voice, loud and clear.
What did she say?
She said, Carrie, be more careful. You're trampling the rosemary.
heard the whole thing.
Yeah. Door prize committee. I think that deserves a door prize. Okay. Yes.
Down here. I told you I'd be back.
I just wasn't sure you'd be back.
Something that we call our bag of palooza. You know? Because it is a beautiful bag donated by Denise Devon.
Did I win it?
Zach's over there. Elizabeth Rouse, if someone could get Elizabeth a mic, or Elizabeth, if you'd like to come up to the front for closing remarks. All right, start making your way up to the front, young lady. All right, we have closing marks from Elizabeth Rouse, our NAPS representative.
Well, they put a speech in front of me, and it says, Books for the Blind from Pathfinder Pro. Oh, no, that's not my speech. That's just a paper that was up here. Anna, that was painful. Well, good morning, everyone. In all the door prize excitement and the fantasticness that is Braille is Beautiful, I will make this very short and just say a huge thank you. Once again, it never ceases to amaze me how welcoming and fun the Illinois affiliate is. I love getting to come spend time with you guys, and hopefully I will get to do a lot more of it, but it's been a real treat to get to know some folks I didn't know. Especially Adelmo and Soledad, who are up here. He paid me $5 to say that. But it's, yeah, I am. Those door prizes and Adelmo's bribery, I'm going to walk out of here a rich lady. But I also, on a serious note, would love to just share with you all that in NABS, we have student representatives and we have student liaisons. And I've been fortunate to be Illinois rep twice, and I think at one point I was also y'all's liaison, but liaisons are a consistent throughout the year support, whereas representatives are usually during convention weekends. However, I am always ready, able, and willing to do what I can, especially for this affiliate. If y'all need me, you know where to find me, and if you don't, it's like 3 hours west of here, so give me a call, give me a ring. I'll end with Kim Possible's Call Me, Beat Me if you want to reach me. Thanks, folks.
Thank you, Elizabeth Rouse. Cece, could I see you at the front? Adelmo, for your closing remarks. Would you like to step to the podium or use the cordless? Okay. All right.
Well, good morning. Is everybody awake this morning? Wasn't that an awesome presentation, that Braille is Beautiful? That was great. Great job, all of you. Well, my wife and I want to thank you. I want to thank you and say it's been an honor to be here with you at this convention. Every convention that we've attended is different, and this was another one that was very different. But it has been great. It's been fun. I've gotten to meet a lot of new people. And that's usually what we enjoy about coming to conventions. But I really believe that your president has done a great job, and she deserves a big hand for running this convention. And I hope that one of these days you can go to New Mexico to visit us during one of our conventions. We'd be welcome you to be there, you know. And thank you again for all the hospitality. I was telling Marilyn this morning that this is probably the convention that I've eaten the most. Because there's been, every time I turn around, there's a meal, and that's great. But thank you again, and appreciate you all. And we hope to see you in Houston at the National Convention. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, Adelmo, for your leadership. We are so appreciative here in Illinois to have such great leaders visit us on behalf of the NAPS president and on behalf of President Riccobono. We welcome you whenever you'd like to come back and visit us for state convention or just to a visit into the state. Please let us know. We're happy to have you here at any time. All right. Michael Nowitzki, if you could start to make your way up to the podium for the treasurer's report. Michael Nowitzki, are you in the room? Okay, just making sure. All right, yep, I hear him now. Thank you. Michael, you might want to go to the other end because I have a cord running over here, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so just come down. I need to move around anyway. So, yep, keep going straight. And when you get to the end of the table on the right, make a right-hand turn and then come down to the podium. Cece, are you in the room? I'll need you in just a minute. I'll tell you when I'm off, Mike. Right. Right. Yeah. See, that you always keep them guessing.
Marilyn?
Yes, sir.
Oh, the podium's up.
Okay. Yeah, and the mic is up there and it's hot. So.
Oh, here it is.
All right, thank you, Michael.
Coming through? Oh, no, I think I'm...
Let's see.
Yeah, there. Oh. I'm trying to figure out here with the microphone. Okay. All right. Good morning, everyone. Hopefully you're... all awake. It's time to talk about money. So before, yes, before I get into the details, I just wanted to provide a little bit of background that this Treasury report, it is an informational report. It is not like a full accounting report. So what that means is there are some de minimis items of income and de minimis expenses that are not in this report, but all the notable income and expenses is captured. So this report covers, we have the totals for each category for 2021. And then everything we brought, and then basically the items that we brought in and spent through the end of third quarter 2022, which is through September 30th, 2022. That's when I cut it off. So with that, I'll get right into it. So our beginning balance, 2021, that was $191,782.96. Beginning balance for 2022 was $130,128.32. And a part of that is because we invested $50,000 in an annuity in the hope of getting some return, positive return on our investment. Ending balance, end of September 2022, that's $120,605.78. So we also have approximately $105,000 in investment accounts. We have a couple investment accounts with Athene. So that is in addition to what we have in our bank account, and we also have, I believe right now, like around a couple thousand dollars or so in our PayPal account. Okay, income. So again, I'll read off. So first will be for each one for 2021, and then what we had thus far for 2022. So you'll notice that for most items, the figure for 2022 is less because we haven't, the year isn't over yet. So 15 for funds, 2021 was Okay, yes. So for first for 2022 through the end of the third quarter, we had $2,850. Last year, $7,685. Amazon Smiles. This year, $143.07. Last year, $194.76. Andrew Grant, this is restricted to academic scholarships, $5,000. At-large dues, $56.90. At-large fundraisers, $1,679, $0. So at-large really took off starting this year with the popcorn fundraisers. Bell fees, $300, $0. Kay Barnum Memorial donations, those were in memoriam donations in memory of our very own Kathy Randall's mother. Those were coming in last year. That was $2,755. Didn't have any more of those this year. Chicago chapter contribution to Chapel Dennis awards. We got $600 this year. Convention donation, $130, $856. Convention registration, meals, and exhibitors, $1,780, $2,580. Convention sponsors. We started getting sponsors this year. Is my microphone starting to fade out a little bit? No? Oh, no. Okay, got it. Okay, I'm good. All right. So convention sponsors, $500 this year, $0 last year. Kroger grant, $1,580, $1,555. Estelle Cron Memorial donations, $0, $635. Four Rivers dues. Four Rivers is also one of our chapters that is run through the affiliate. Anything that came in during convention this year. The IABS fund, PI fundraisers, we didn't have anything come in yet as of the end of the third quarter. That's been starting to come in the fourth quarter. Last year, looks like I had brought in $1,945. I'll double check with Glenn. I know on the IAS report it was a little bit of higher, so we'll double check to make sure there aren't any unpaid pledges there yet. But, IAS raffle, $100, $0. IAS sales, $193, $0. Invesco grant, this is a grant that we never know when we're going to get and when we will not, but we use it for for our Springfield Bell program. We haven't gotten it the last couple of years, but I kept it in the budget for now because we're hoping that maybe we'll still get it. Yep, thank you so much, Kathy. NAFI grant, $5,000. Linden Grant, $500, Naperville Noon Lions Grants. This is funds our Chicago Bell, but has also been going to support Bell in Home Edition. $7,500. Pangier Grant. $5,000. Last year, we got a grant from our National Center for the Red Box kiosk testing program. That was $200. That was kind of a one-time thing. Sales T-shirts, $0, $225. Student seminar, $100, $0. We're still getting some remnants of virtual events here from last year in this report. T. Doty memorial donations, those were also in honor of our one of our former treasurers and I guess a long time serving treasurer, Kelly Doty's mother. We got a few more of those last year. That was $150, nothing this year. Trinity Fellowship, $0, $50. Volunteer grant, haven't gotten it yet this year because that always comes around the holidays. $20,000 last year. Hopefully it will be the same this year. That is our largest grant, and it is unrestricted. So we can use it towards scholarships. We can use it towards any of our programs. All right, expenses. Award plaques. We had $40.50 this year. Last year folded into, we had a part of the cost also for IAB's Student of Excellence Awards. That was the award plaques along with other items totaled to $166.34. Let's see. Next, we've got bank fees. So we do get charged every time somebody pays us via PayPal using a credit card or debit card. We do incur a fee on that. That is why for electronic payments, we encourage Zelle whenever possible, but we are certainly happy to take the online payments as well for people who do not have Zelle. So bank fees this year so far, $61.30. Last year, $201.15. Bell background checks, $305.50, $188. Bell Chicago Hotel, $2,440.40, $0. Bell Chicago Knot Hotel, $1,252.30, $0 last year, still virtual. Bell Chicago Teacher, $3,000, $0. Bell In-Home Edition, $10,000, $20,000. We contributed more last year because we didn't have in-person programs. Bellfield, Springfield activities, groceries, teacher mileage, $759.26, $0. Bell Springfield Hotel, $3,747.18, $0. Bell Springfield meals for parents, kids, and mentors, $1,335.08, $0 last year. And then we have the Bell Springfield meals for the teacher, $158.53, nothing last year. Bell Springfield teacher, independent contractor compensation, $3,000, zero last year. Last year, we gave away some cold relief grants. That was $10,000. Didn't do that this year. Filing fees, I'll briefly explain that. So as an organization, a nonprofit organization, we do need to file tax returns. Even though we are exempt from paying taxes, we still have to file a tax return with the IRS. We also have some filings with the state, an annual report with the Secretary of State, and a charitable registration with the Illinois Attorney General's office. So for filing fees, this year so far, we have $72.15, last year, $26. Freedom Link, $717.50, $3,177.50. Independent Contractor Administrative, $90, $333.75 last year. Insurance. We do have maintained liability insurance for programs to make sure that if anything happens, we're covered. $1,582, $1,565. Internship, $0, $0. We're hoping to get our internship program back up and running. It hasn't been easy, but I know Debbie and Patty have been working on ideas to get it resurrected. Illinois State Bar Association dues, we pay those for Patty and Denise to help them monitor developments related to voting. That plays a big role in our state legislative advocacy efforts. So that's $140 this year, $465 last year. JAWS licenses and computer training for affiliate leaders, $4,600, $6,239 last year. A big thank you to Athir and everybody else at iLearn for doing that training for us. Kid Camp, state, $0, $0. National Convention Assistance, $0, $0. Now we get into our national funds. NFB Jernigan, $1,000, $2,000. And this is for the contributions made by the affiliate. Doesn't include the contributions that from chapters and divisions that we also included. NFB Kids Camp, $200, $0. NFB Sun, $0, $1,000. NFB Tenbroke, $1,000, $2,000. White Cane, $1,000, $2,000. Outreach, $0, $0. PAC, $1,575, $2,100. Printing and copying, a lot of that is for like getting Braille agendas, Braille newsletters, things like that. $0, $48.20. Sales items, $232.54, $0. Scholarship dinner, this was for the contribution at National Convention. We had $300 this year, nothing last year. Scholarships, academics, $0. We haven't paid those out yet this year. That's always after convention. $7,500 last year. Spring seminar hotel bill, $512.51. And that is because NABS contributed $2,000. Yay, it's NABS. Spring seminar supplies, $194.28. $0 last year. Spring seminar travel, $405, $0. State convention direct assistance, $680, $348.72. State convention expenses, things like hotel, name tags, et cetera. $0, $6,163.48. The convention bills are on the way for this year. Storage area, $1,017. $1,262. And then we got supplies, like general office supplies, $0, $270.76. Travel, so this is like, you know, general travel, including like unexpected travel. If we need to, for example, send somebody to testify before a legislative committee, or like when we give people stipends to attend a, like this year, we gave a couple of people stipends to attend the NABS leadership seminar. So this year we had $667.36, nothing last year. Web, this includes our Zoom license. We use Dropbox for storage. We give stipends to our volunteer webmaster. So far this year, $1,311.87. Last year, $760.34. Washington Seminar Assistance Direct, $0. Legislators don't want to be in person. Yeah, well, hopefully we will be in person for 2022. And for the same reason, Washington Seminar Assistance Direct, $0, $0. So that is all the income and expenses. Just a couple things I wanted to also, you know, clarify. You know, this year we will be giving out $15,000 in scholarships. So that's coming in. And in terms of total income and total expenses, we've consistently been like averaging sometime, you know, between $50,000 and $60,000 in each category. So if there is time, I will be happy to entertain question. I'm not sure how we're doing on schedule. I'll defer to our wonderful president.
Denise Avant moves to approve the report. Is there a second?
Second. Kathy Randall
seconds. Are there any, is there any discussions, any questions for Mike? Call for the question. All those in favor of approving the support as the report as submitted, signify by saying aye. Any opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Door prize.
We have
and are you in the room? Oh, well. No, not here. Well, we know he's in the room. Unless he had to make a mad dash out. All right. Yes, Kathy Randall. All right, now that's a All right. I was wondering which Ms. Price she was talking about until she mentioned magic. All right. So I am presenting your presidential report as your state president. First, as always, I want to thank everyone who's here in this room, everyone who gets out there and does the work every single day to make our organization great. All of the members, you know who you are, the committee members, the affiliate leaders, the IABS division, the Four Rivers at large, Chicago chapter, thank you all for the work that you do every day. I say it, and I will always say it as long as I serve as your president. I'm everything with you and nothing without you. You all go out there and do the work. Our advocacy, we are an advocacy organization at our core. We have received since January 1st of this year through October 7th of this year, 18 advocacy cases. Thank you to Denise Avant and Michael Nowitzki for co-chairing that committee. They've done a lot of great work, and so has the committee, to make sure that all blind people in Illinois receive the services that they need and want, whether it's rehabilitation services, braille services, housing, employment. You are out there doing the work. We've received those 18 cases, and hopefully those people have received what they needed. And we'll tell more people about the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois and our national organization and how we help them to live the lives that they want. Our advocacy organization has been hard at work all of this year. Earlier this year, they scheduled a protest downtown at the Thompson Center with our coalition, Access Living Chicago, Reform Illinois, Illinois Council of the Blind, Equip for Equality. Many people in this room were there that day holding signs and chanting and making speeches. Mary Lou Grunewald, Eileen Trusky, Denise Avant, Howard Wilson, Steve Hostalis, Sarah Luna, thank you all for the work that you did that day and the work that you do every day. And because of those efforts, we have SB 829. We have electronic delivery in the state of Illinois, and we were able to get it for the primary. That was the sticking point. We would have it for the general election, but not for the primary. And with the work of all of us, we were able to get it done. And you all deserve a great round of applause for that. We know that our work is not done when it comes to electronic ballot delivery and electronic ballot return. And we know that protests might be in our future. They were in our past. I've heard from many. And we are preparing for them to be in our future. And we reached out to our advocacy and policy, department, John Perret and Stephanie Cascone came to us through Zoom and talked about how to manage a protest, how we could take the lead as blind people and advocate for the lives that we want. And we thank our national organization, President Rick Abono. We thank John Perret, Jeff Kallock, Stephanie Flint, now Justin Young, for all of the work that they do to help us whenever we've called upon them to get information that we need for our advocacy. They've been right there, willing to jump in, willing to set up calls with our committee so that we know what to do the work that we need to do every day as an organization. We are continuing to work on so many different fronts. Thank you to Denise Avant for spearheading the working group, for being on those calls every week sometimes, managing the calls with our other working groups for accessible ballot delivery. She deserves a round of applause. Through our advocacy, as you saw yesterday, you met Jennifer Kennedy, you met Sarah Looney, you met Majestine Sylvain for the first time since 2018. We have three students, actually. You met two of them yesterday, but I've been told there's another one who is starting training today. That's the first time since 2018 that we have had Illinois students at one of our NFB training centers. I thank Kim Borowitz, the Illinois Bureau of Blind Services Bureau Chief, who we all met yesterday, Ingrid Halverson. She worked with us to get Majestine to Blind Inc. We appreciate that so much. We know that with our training centers, with NFB training centers, we can all live the lives we want. With good travel and good Braille skills, we can live the lives that we want. Learning how to dismantle a toilet and a sink, I was impressed. I told Sarah she's got to come by my house. I got some work for her to do. So happy about all of the work that we've done. Debbie Stein, Amy Lund, thank you for the work that you've done with our Bell programs. Amy, if you're in the room, I didn't get to finish telling you yesterday. Thank you for your years of service to our children. This was my first year working with Amy for our Bell program, and I told her, I said, I don't have children, but I know these are the most precious gifts that their parents have. They are the precious cargo. And we entrust you, their parents entrust you with them. And we talked about field trips, and we talked about Braille, and we talked about all types of things. So Amy, we are thankful to have you here with us, and we hope that although you don't continue to be our Bell teacher, you are welcome to be with us anytime and anywhere. We know that our work continues to need to be done. We've welcomed new members into our organization. Some of them are in this room today. We welcome you. We welcome you also. I welcome you as your current state president to get in here and do the work of the National Federation of the Blind. When I came to this organization, I didn't know a lot, and I still don't know a lot. But I used the mentorship that's right here. I reached out and I asked questions. David Meyer will tell you, I asked a lot of questions. Kathy Randall will tell you, I asked a lot of questions. That's what you need to do. So that's a big part of who we are as an organization. Our members drive our organization. I do not stand up here alone. I stand with you together. Together, with love, hope, and determination, we, the National Federation of the Blind, transform dreams into reality. There is probably so much more that I could say about the work that we do every day, our scholarship program, our scholarship finalists in the room. Give them a great round of applause. I have had the honor to meet each and every one of them. Vance Herder, Tassa Belfaki, also known as Abu, Rachel Newland, Dr. Rachel Newland, Esley Ramos, a convention scholarship winner. She and Abu rocked the house last night with some music for us. I have enjoyed my time getting to know each and every one of you. But I don't want those conversations to discontinue at the end of this convention. You have my number, I have your number, and you're not, even though if you might not sit on the IAPS board, you might not currently sit on a committee, we can still talk. There are gonna be challenges that we all face as blind people. And one of the things that keeps me connected to this organization is that network of resources right here. So don't lose the connections that you've made this weekend. We support you. We love you. And again, together with love, hope, and determination, we transform your dreams into reality. Many of you know this is not what I normally do. I'm not used to standing at a mic and presenting, but I do it because I love what we do as an organization. I love the advocacy, I love the camaraderie, I love the fellowship. And I thank each and every one of you for the work that you do. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart to the bottom, to the soles of my feet. The sole of my head, I mean that. So with all of that being said, this is my report to you. I commit to you my heart and my soul and my everything until you say you don't want me anymore. I am here. This is my report to you. This is my commitment. Thank you. Who moved and who seconded? Okay, Pittman moved. Avant seconded. Yes, Pat Olson. Okay, all right, I have 2 seconds. All right. You all always make me teary. Call for the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. Thank you so much. Well, the elections haven't been had yet. Yes, door prize committee, you got one for me? And a price. Are you in the room? Well, could you please give me some water? Thank you. While they're pulling the door prize. And if chapter presidents could start to make their way to the front. Dave Meyer, Denise Avant.
We also have
chapter presidents.
Little of world's chocolate.
Ellen Bartelt.
We have one of Debbie's signed cute little figurines.
Yep, we're over here. Right over here.
Charlie, I'm sorry.
Yes. Thank you. I think Leslie's in the room.
Yeah.
Now, you know, before this convention adjourns, I would like to win a door prize. Just saying, door prize chairs. I'm just putting it out there. I just want you all to know, dig deep in that bag next time. Dig deep. Yes, Kathy Randall. Yes, thank you, Kalu. Yes, also known as Cece. Yes, thank you, Kathy. She is willing to jump in wherever. She helped out Friday night with the membership dinner. She helped out last night with the banquet meal. She's willing to help out wherever she's asked. We thank you, Kathy Wright. You are our sister and our friend in the movement.
Our angel.
All right. So we have our, I see Denise Avant is up here. Dave Meyer, did you make your way up? Okay. Is Ellen Bartelt in the room? Pat Olson? Okay. All right. So I forgot to ask Mr. Ed Birmingham, who is the president of the Illinois Association of Blind Merchants, for a report. So that's, you know, my bad. in talking to Ed, I can just give you all a brief summary, unless, Marco, you want to do this? Oh, okay. All right. The Illinois Association of Blind Merchants and its membership is continuing to go through transition as they continue to navigate COVID and what it means for their business locations. We work with them every day to make sure that all members have the things that they need. I know that there are many people in this room who serve on the Illinois Association of Blind Merchants. Just like all of our divisions and chapters, we support you whenever you need us. We are here for you. We will work with you to make sure that you have what you need as IEBM continues to navigate through challenges. That's the report that I have from IEBM. Brian Sumner, who's the president of the Four Rivers chapter, could not make it as well. Brian has been continuing to work daily to build the Four Rivers chapter. We thank you, Brian, for your leadership as you continue to work to bring in new members into the chapter. He has a team down there, himself and Lewis Wood, and I know that I'm blanking on Daniel Hawkins. Daniel Hawkins is downstate as well. So we thank you all for the work that you do when you need our support and our leadership and our mentorship at the state level. Reach out, and we are happy to assist in any way that you need. I think Denise Savant is behind me, so I will pass it on to her to talk about the Chicago chapter.
Good morning, everyone. Okay. I bring you the report of the Chicago chapter. So first, let me tell you that the Chicago chapter, we continue to meet the second Saturday of every month. Our meetings are still hybrid. We meet over Zoom as well as at Exchequer Restaurant and Pub in Chicago. I would say generally we average about 23 members in person. And maybe somewhere around 7 or 8 over Zoom. We currently, at least as of Friday, had a balance in the bank of $4,276.69. There was a point where we had close to $6,700. But as a chapter, we can't have that much money on hand, so we begin to kind of spend it. We sent $1,000 to the affiliate for 15 for funds. We made $400 each to each of the four major funds for, $1,600. You heard Michael tell you that we also contributed $600 to Chapel Dennis. One of the reasons why we had so much money on hand is because our fundraisers have been very successful. So we had a fundraiser at Beggar's Pizza last November. Then we had our Chicago chapter auction in December. We took in $2,400 for that particular fundraiser. We have games night in January. In May, we had a karaoke night that was not as successful as we would have liked, but our fundraising committee headed by Dave Meyer, and I want to thank he and all of those committee members for everything that they do for coming up with fundraising ideas. So we had that in May. Then we had our readathon most recently. Also as a chapter, from time to time, we have little mini auctions at the meeting where people come and donate items that we put up for auction, and sometimes we maybe bring in $25 or $50, depending on what it is. We continued to have we resume having our Chicago chapter picnic at the Lincoln Park Zoo this past July. This is a great outing for us because it gives us a chance to just socialize without, you know, doing any, you know, having to do any real business, or and it just gives us a chance to meet people. One of our highlights is one of our newer members and his wife, Dilip Shah. You met Dilip yesterday from the panel. He attended with his wife. One of our members is fond of saying that, you know, we really need to get out into the community. So as we were at the picnic, I can remember someone coming up to us, asking us who we are and what we did, because they knew a blind person that they were acting as a guide runner, because they were going to be running the marathon. So you never know where you might get your members from. We have brought on some new members who really, a couple of them are really interested and have come up to us voluntarily asking how they can help and to please put them to work. So we are ever grateful for that, and we will continue to find ways to put them to work, because as you know, there's plenty of work to do in the National Federation of the Blind. We have a very active advocacy committee in the Chicago chapter. We are beginning our work on voting in with the Board of Elections for Chicago, because we see that there are many problems, not just with accessible vote by mail in the city, but also the polling places in the city, the website in the city, when it comes to going on and finding information and filling out forms. So we have that. We are essentially monitoring the scooters in Chicago, because we had those, and because Chicago does allow for scooters, so we just want to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do, so that every pedestrian, including a blind pedestrian, is safe while trying to walk down the street. And we're monitoring the audible pedestrian signals, at least the progress. We're not engaged in any kind of legal action, but we are interested in seeing what the city, what progress the city is making in terms of installing those. We did have elections this past April. The president is, of course, myself. The first vice president is Patty Chang. The second vice president is Jamal Paul. The secretary is Kiro Bradovich. Steve Hostalis is the treasurer. And then we have general board members. Marilyn Green serves on our board. So does David Meyer, Dustin Kather, and Ken Borst. That is all of our activities from the Chicago chapter. There was one thing I didn't add. We pretty much, I told you that we meet at Exchequer and over Zoom every month. There's only a couple of months where we don't meet, and that's in July and October. The board voted that since many of our members helped to put together the convention, that those are not, you know, necessarily good months. So the board voted and the Chicago chapter approved the fact that we wouldn't meet those months. We have one final thing that we have to do, and that's to amend our constitution to eliminate the lifetime membership going forward, since the affiliate had previously voted to move on from that particular item. So that's my report. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Denise. Next person, next chapter president, division president to the podium, please.
And I'll go. Hello again, everybody. Thank you to everybody that helped and participated in Aya's Idol on Friday night, Papalooza yesterday night, and who bought candy bars for us. We appreciate you supporting us. Aya's meets once a month virtually through Zoom. It was on the second Sunday of the month, but we'll see what the new president decides to do with that and the new board. We had a business meeting this morning. If you were there, Glenn went over our treasury and we did our state report there. We have a new board. Part of our new board, where Denise was talking about how Chicago redid their constitution, we did our constitution this spring, and the big thing that we did is that our board was a 9-person board, which made it kind of hard for us to have people attend the meetings that were not on the board. So we knocked it down to 7, and our board currently is now the Teresa Fava is our president. Sarah Luna is our vice president. Rachel, probably I mispronounced your last name, Nava Newland is our secretary / treasurer. Natalia Labar is a board member. Debbie Stein is a board member. Glenn Moore is a board member. And our last board member is Mari Richardson, and she wasn't able to be with us this weekend. And that is my report.
Thank you, Ellen. Dave Meyer, make your way to the podium, please.
Contraptions here, and I'm not sure. Oh, okay. Finding everything but the microphone up here. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a good year for at large. And for that, I would like to thank my fellow board members, Vice President Linda Hendel, Secretary Treasurer Bill Reif, board members Debbie Pittman and Kathy Randall. We have had we've had a nice year of fundraising, perhaps as successful as at large has been to date. Thanks to the efforts promulgated by Debbie Pittman, the idea of popcorn sales came to be. I looked at one popcorn selling option for Chicago. We looked at another one for at large. Quite honestly, I didn't think it was going to go anywhere because I thought that many of us like popcorn, it was going to be too expensive. Nobody was going to buy it. How wrong I was. We had two fundraisers, and Michael, maybe you can help me on this, but I believe the two fundraisers brought in sales of popcorn of somewhere around $2,300. And we did have some additional donations. We actually had two people. One did it once, one did it twice, that bought $300 of popcorn apiece. Okay, so you're invited to have popcorn at, never mind. So as a result of that, we were actually able to contribute $400 towards national funds. We gave $100 to White Cane, Tenbrook, Sun, and Jernigan. We also, for the first time, sponsored a convention assistance fundraiser that was in addition to the state convention assistance that was being offered. From an administrative standpoint, and we'll talk about this at our next board meeting, but from an administrative standpoint, it would probably make sense to also run that through the state. But, you know, we'll make that decision later. We were able to sponsor one participant this year. I believe it's the first time that that's happened. And additionally, we were able to contribute $500 to 15 for funds last night. Beyond that, we have had programs for which Debbie Pittman has been mostly responsible. Programs from several folks across the country who are NFB people, and a few actually that came from the NFB of Ohio. We're not sure exactly. It's down to one of two choices probably next month. But we'll continue to have programs as we're able to have them. And on the days that we don't, on the meetings that we don't, we hope to be doing projects that will preclude those programs. I'm not even sure of the count of our membership at this point, although we are gaining probably an average of about, probably three members every 2 months. And a lot of that is simply because of online presence. In fact, it may exclusively be due to online presence. But I wish to thank everybody who has been a part of At Large over the year. I think we've really begun to build on at least a fundraising legacy. Perhaps an educational mission for those of us who take part. And it's my hope that that continues. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David Meyer. Just 1 second, Debbie Pittman. Michael Nowitzki, Debbie Stein, Dustin Cather, please make your way up to the front for resolutions after the next chapter report from Pat Olson. Pittman, you had a question or a comment? Right, that's Texas. Debbie Pittman wants people to know that some of the presenters that they've had at large have been from Virginia and Texas. Thank you, Debbie Pittman. Pat. All right, Pat Olson.
Good morning. We're almost done. I'm reporting for the Black Hawk Blind Group. Our meetings are still on the first Saturdays, 1:30 o'clock by phone. We currently have 4 to 6 members, and we have 2 more future members we're talking to. It'd be nice to meet in person, but we haven't started doing that yet. We had a picnic with bingo, blind bingo, we had enjoyed in the spring. We did some outreach this summer, and we never know how soon that's going to have any results, but we're still meeting. We're no longer a chapter, but still plugging along, and we're still promoting the NFB for everybody I see and tell them what a good group we are and how much fun we have. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Pat Olson. Just watch out for the cord. Do we have time for a door prize? We have the time while the committee gets set up. Ace IT, yeah.
Yes, gift card for $50.
Mm-hmm.
Donna Tully?
Not here.
Not
exactly, Soledad, that's right, you tell her.
Glenmore.
Who?
Glenmore.
Oh, Glenmore, are you in the room? Oh, Glenmore left. Oh, yeah, it can come to me. They said he's not saying anything, Kathy. That doesn't count, Kathy. Right. We'll tell him you tried to help him, Kathy. Yeah. Eileen, are you in the room? You got to be in here for a door prize, Kathy. That's the thing. Yeah, just be mindful of the cord down there. Yeah. Debbie Stein is making her way down for resolutions. Oh, that's what I was just about to ask. Do we have a mic? Marco, do we have an extra cordless? Okay. Excuse me.
Hello?
Gotta love technology.
How's that gonna work? Well, is it turned on? Okay, testing, how's the sound level there? Testing. Testing.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, I think if I tilt it up a little bit, yeah, that might work.
Tilt it up a little bit?
How's that? How's that?
Yeah. Yeah. Sound good.
Dropping, drooping, drooping. Okay. How's that?
Okay, we're.
Okay. Yeah.
Is the resolutions committee ready?
Almost. We're almost ready. Had a little bit of technical difficulties.
Issues here. Okay.
Well, when you are ready, go ahead and start, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Now a little lower. Otherwise, I have to tilt my head back. Yeah, yeah, good. Can I hold it? Okay. And then you can tighten it.
They're still setting up,
thank
so.
You.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we good?
Okay. And
all right. Thank you, everyone. We will start resolutions here. We have 5 resolutions this year. And by the time we are through all of them, for those who were not in the room on Friday when we had our committee meeting, you will notice that we have a fairly clear theme this year for resolutions, which is voting. So, Debbie Stein has kindly agreed to read the resolutions for us. And Debbie, whenever you are ready, please go ahead with our first resolution.
All right. Resolution 2022, number 1, regarding voting irregularities that subvert non-visual access. Whereas, in 2002, Congress enacted the Help America Vote Act, HAVA, and the President signed this legislation into law. And whereas, this legislation was meant to make voting across this country easier, more accurate, and non-visually accessible for persons who are blind or print disabled. And whereas the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, worked with local election authorities across the country, as well as makers of voting equipment and voting hardware and software, to make these systems non-visually accessible. And whereas, for the first time in American history, these systems held forth the promise of non-visual access, whereby blind people could vote independently and privately, truly by secret ballot. And whereas, election authorities across Illinois, such as the Chicago Board of Elections and Cook County Board of Elections, consulted with communities of people with disabilities, including the National Federation of the Blind, and whereas blind and other print disabled people have used these machines successfully in national, state, and local elections, and whereas after 20 years, blind persons still sometimes have difficulty voting in a non-visually accessible manner, either because equipment fails or because officials at polling places do not know how to activate the audio output. And whereas most recently, blind people reported a number of such failures when voting in the Illinois primary on Tuesday, June 28th, 2022, in Chicago and suburban Cook County. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled this 30th day of October 2022 in the city of Naperville, Illinois, that this organization demand that election authorities do a better job of ensuring that the hardware and software of these voting machines work properly, that polling staff be trained effectively to set up the audio operation on these machines and to troubleshoot these machines when they fail, and that blind people test the equipment in advance of elections whenever possible, and Be it further resolved that this organization call upon election authorities to work with the National Federation of the Blind to ensure that blind people truly can vote privately and independently.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Any discussion? Any discussion? I will call for the question. All those in favor of adopting the resolution, please signify by saying aye. All opposed, say no. The resolution passes. Debbie, when you are ready, please read our next resolution.
Resolution 2022 number 2, regarding the passage of SB 829. Whereas the casting of a secret ballot is a fundamental right for all Americans, including people who are blind, low vision, or print disabled, and whereas paper ballots are inherently inaccessible for blind, low vision, and print disabled voters, and whereas Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act and cases affirmed by the state and federal courts require that the right to cast a secret and independent ballot should extend to all voting platforms, including vote by mail, and whereas prior to the 2022 general election, Illinois had no way for blind, low vision, and print disabled voters to mark their absentee ballots privately and independently. And whereas on April 8, 2022, as a direct result of the advocacy efforts of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, Equip for Equality, Access Living Chicago, Reform for Illinois, and the Illinois Council of the Blind, the Illinois General Assembly passed SB 829 regarding that voters with print disabilities be provided an accessible way to mark their vote-by-mail ballots using access technology such as screen reading software and or Braille devices in the November 8th, 2022 general election and all subsequent elections. And whereas Senator Julie Morrison and Representative Katie Stewart co-sponsored SB 829, ensuring that blind, low vision, and print disabled voters could mark these absentee ballots privately and independently. And whereas on May 13th, 2022, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the measure into law, now therefore be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, et cetera, that our organization commend the efforts of Senator Julie Morrison and Representative Katie Stewart and the members of the Illinois General Assembly for passing of SB 829. And be it further resolved that our organization also commend Governor J.B. Pritzker for signing SB 829 into law on May 13th, 2022.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Any discussion? All right, go ahead. Is that Debbie Pittman? We need to get, can we get Debbie a mic? Yeah, we want to make sure that the people on Zoom can hear you, get your mic.
If you to ask the question, we can repeat it.
We can do that.
I think that'd be the easiest. Debbie wants to know, can we say print challenged instead of print disabled? Okay.
Yeah,
the answer is that it's a legal term and we cannot exchange that term.
All right. Yep. Any other discussion? All right, I will call for the question.
Thanks.
And all those in favor of adopting Resolution 2022, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The resolution passes.
Resolution 2022, number 3, regarding consent culture. Whereas, consent culture affirms and normalizes the following in both social and sexual interactions: that each individual has bodily autonomy, that the action of asking for consent is an expected practice, that boundaries stated in response are to be respected, that each person has the right to choose what is comfortable for them, and that the lack of consent or a clear and affirmative response constitutes a no, and whereas consent violations, sexual misconduct, and sexual violence affect everyone, including blind and low vision individuals, and whereas the climate assessment commissioned by the National Federation of the Blind and conducted by the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, RAIN, shows that of the respondents, 58.8% believe that sexual misconduct is somewhat of a problem or a big problem within the NFB. 55.7% have concerns about power dynamics. 53.1% have concerns about difficulty communicating, understanding, and respecting interpersonal boundaries. 46.1% have a lack of understanding about consent. And 48% are confused about what sexual misconduct is. And whereas many of these areas of concern reported in the RAIN survey are also concerns for the entire blindness community generally, including interactions not associated with Federation activities. And whereas blind people are not only physically and mentally harmed when they experience sexual misconduct or consent violations within the blindness community, they are also restricted from reaching their full potential and living the lives they want in their quest to receive necessary blindness services. And whereas the National Federation of the Blind is the leader in advocating for creating cultural change for and promoting bodily autonomy for the blind, it is actively working to establish a culture of consent through advocacy, education, curriculum development, and incorporation, consent language development, and the implementation of accountability practices. Now, therefore, be it resolved, et cetera, in the city of Naperville, Illinois, that this organization call on all providers of services for the blind in Illinois to join the Federation in incorporating consent, education, and language into their curricula, policies, and procedures to foster a more general understanding and confidence in the blindness community around matters of consent and bodily autonomy.
We have a motion. I heard a second from Denise. Any discussion? Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The resolution passes.
Resolution 2022 number 4, regarding discriminatory driver's license requirements in non-transportation related jobs. Whereas, for generations, blind employees have worked effectively in jobs that require travel by using mass transportation and other forms of public and private transportation. And whereas the job postings of many positions in question, requires eligible applicants hold a valid driver's license, even though the essential function of the position do not involve operating a motor vehicle. And whereas the Americans with Disabilities Act prohibits employers from requiring a driver's license unless driving is one of the essential functions of the position. And whereas driver's license requirements discriminate against blind people as a class because blindness makes a person ineligible to receive a driver's license. And whereas modern job application software can be configured to screen out applicants who do not have a driver's license, automating blanket discrimination against the blind and foreclosing any opportunity to discuss alternative transportation arrangements or reasonable job requirement modifications, if those are necessary. And whereas the Illinois Department of Human Rights is dedicated to preventing and remedying employment discrimination and advancing equal employment opportunity, and whereas eliminating blind or other disabled job applicants from consideration based on failure or inability to drive, where driving is not an essential part of the job, is discriminatory. Now, therefore, be it resolved, et cetera, that this organization strongly urge that the Illinois Department of Human Rights issue a rule which clearly prohibits employers from requiring a driver's license when driving is not part of the essential functions of the job. And be it further resolved that this organization urge the Illinois Department of Human Rights to issue a rule which prohibits the use of automated tools that deny blind or other disabled applicants fair consideration of their applications based on discriminatory criteria, including but not limited to the failure to maintain a license to operate a motor vehicle. And be it further resolved that this organization consider legislation limiting and regulating the circumstances in which failure or inability to maintain a license to operate a motor vehicle can be used in employment decisions.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Any discussion? All right, all those in favor of adopting this resolution, please signify by saying aye. All opposed, say no. The resolution passes. are down to our last one.
Okay, and I'm again making sure that I get the right the right draft of this final.
While Debbie's setting up for that one, I would like to recognize the entire committee for all its hard work going through multiple drafts of these resolutions to hash out the language, make sure that there are no flaws, no gaps.
Resolution 2022, number 5, regarding accessible ballot return, whereas the casting of a secret ballot is a fundamental right for all Americans, including those who are blind, low vision, or print disabled, and whereas Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act and cases affirmed by the state and general and federal courts require that the right to cast a secret ballot should extend to all voting platforms, including vote by mail, and whereas several states, including but not limited to Hawaii, Colorado, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and West Virginia, have passed legislation allowing blind, low vision, and print disabled voters to cast a vote by mail ballot privately and independently. And whereas the Illinois Board of Elections took a significant step in making accessible voting by mail for the 2020 general election and the 2022 Illinois primary a reality by offering the services of a voting platform to all county boards at no charge to those counties. And whereas, as a result of the direct advocacy of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, Equip for Equality, Access Living Chicago, the Illinois Council of the Blind, and Reform for Illinois, on April 8, 2022, the Illinois General Assembly passed SB 829, mandating accessible ballot delivery for the November 8, 2022 general election and all subsequent elections, and whereas on May 13, 2022, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the measure into law, and whereas Illinois blind, low vision, and print disabled voters lack an accessible and independent means of requesting an absentee ballot, and whereas Illinois blind, low vision, and print disabled voters do not receive the same information as non-disabled voters about updating their voter information or notice that there is a problem with the signature. And whereas Illinois blind, low vision, and print disabled voters still lack an accessible way to return their ballots. Now, therefore, be it resolved, etc., that this organization strongly urge that the Illinois General Assembly pass legislation that provides for electronic return of ballots once marked by the print disabled voter so that all print disabled voters have the same right to complete privacy during the voting process as all other Illinois voters. And be it further resolved that such legislation provide that all election authorities shall provide an accessible means of requesting an absentee ballot, including but not limited to an accessible website and forms that are in compliance with web content accessibility guidelines 2.1 and higher, and be it further resolved that the election authorities shall provide blind, low vision, print and or print disabled voters the same opportunity as non-disabled voters to update voter information and be notified of any signature irregularities.
It's been moved by David Meyer and heard a couple. Who seconded? Steve Estellas seconded. Any discussion? Steve.
Give a sec. Give me a sec.
I got a copy of this resolution from.
We're getting you a mic, Steve.
Okay. I'm not sure who sent it, but it was the resolution with five attachments, you know, the Word files for each resolution. And anyway, I read my copy of it, and it, you know, from that collection of documents, and it was exactly as the document that Debbie just read. And so, you know, the intent is obviously very clear. And so I propose that we already have a motion and a second. Thank you.
Yeah, we have the motion on the floor, and thank you for confirming that this is the final version of the resolution. Now, we appreciate it, and it looks like those paragraphs were just later on, I think, in the resolution than we got to, but we have the complete resolution. All right, I will call for the question then. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The resolution passes after some technical difficulties.
Now we'll all remember it.
And that is all the resolutions that we have this year. Thank you, everyone, for voting. And let's see, my co-chair, Dustin here. Dustin, would you like to make any closing remarks about resolutions?
Good job, everybody.
All right. Everybody's ready to go home. Oh, we still have elections.
Yeah. All right, Denise Avant, we need to get Denise a mic. All right. So we have elections. Denise.
I'm here.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
Okay, got it.
All right, we have our elections to run. I currently am sitting as the current president of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. I do plan to seek re-election, so Denise Avant will run this election.
All right. The election for the office of the president of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, nominations are now open. Can I get a nomination for the office of the presidency currently? Okay. Ellen Bartelt has nominated Marilyn Green. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Okay, it has been moved that nominations cease and that Marilyn Green be elected by acclamation. That's by David Meyer. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. Marilyn, would you like to give remarks to the convention? All right,
you
here
all.
You go, Glenn.
Thank you for entrusting me with this great responsibility. I hope to continue to do proud by you. All right, we have the office of First Vice President currently held by Denise Avant. All right. Chang has put into the nominations the name of Denise Avant.
I accept.
Thank you, Denise. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Okay. So I heard someone move the acclamation thing. Yes, Pittman.
Three times, right?
Which she did.
Oh, okay. Okay, I heard
you guys.
Okay.
Okay, so I heard the acclamation thing, and then was there a second? Okay, thank you. All those in favor of re-electing Denise Avine as first vice president, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. Denise, you have a few words for the convention.
Okay. Well, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Nothing that I would be able to do with this affiliate is done without your approval and your support and the approval and support of our affiliate president, Marilyn Green. I look forward to serving you in this capacity for the next 2 years.
Denise, thank you.
Thank you, Denise Avant. The next office that is open is the position of second vice president, currently held by Patty Gregory Chang. I open the floor for nominations.
Denise Avant nominates my dear friend, Patty Chang, for the office of second vice president of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois.
Denise Avant has entered the name of Pat. Okay, Patty accepts. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Kathy Randall has moved that nominations close and that Patty be elected by acclamation. Is there a second? Mary Lou seconds. Call for the question. All those in favor of re-electing Patty Chang to the office of second vice president by acclamation, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. All right, the ayes have it. Patty, do you have a few words for the convention?
Yeah, I just wanted to reflect for a minute on our leadership. So this morning, we elected a very strong student board, and we just elected our past two presidents plus our current president to our state board. I think that shows that we have really deep leadership, which bodes very well for the future. Thank you very much for entrusting me again.
We have the position of secretary currently held by Deborah Kent Stein, also known as Debbie Stein. I open the floor for nominations.
Denise Avant nominates Deborah Kent Stein for the office of secretary.
Denise Avant has entered the name of Debbie Stein. Debbie, do you accept the nomination?
I accept.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? All right, today some moves that Debbie be elected by acclamation. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Stallings. All those in favor of re-electing Debbie Stein by acclamation, aye. Any opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. Debbie Stein, do you have a few words?
Thank you, guys. It is such a privilege and an honor to continue to serve and be an active part of this organization, which is my second family. So thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. All right, it seems that the natives are getting restless, so let me keep it moving. So the position of treasurer currently held by Michael Nowitzki. Yes, Pat Olson. All right, the name of Michael Nowitzki has been entered. Michael, do you accept the nomination? All right, thank you, Michael. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Bill Reif moves. Patty Chang seconds that Michael be elected by acclamation. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. Okay. Yeah, we got a halo for you, Michael. All right. Congratulations, Michael. Right. Would you like to say a few words to the convention?
Yes. Thank you very much for electing me for what is now my second term as the treasurer of this affiliate.
I have definitely learned a lot in my first 2 years about the finances of the affiliate, the finances of local chapters, and our organization generally. And I look forward to continuing to manage our finances. We are very fortunate to be a very financially stable affiliate. I know that not all affiliates are in that position, and I will continue to do everything I can to make sure that we continue to have a healthy, stable, and functional treasury. Thank you again.
Thank you, Michael. All right. Board seat number one currently held by Kathy Randall. I open the floor for nominations.
I nominate Kathy Randall for the board seat number one.
Denise has entered the name of Kathy Randall for board seat number one. Kathy Randall, do you accept the nomination?
I do accept. Thank you.
Kathy accepts. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Any other nominations? Hostalis has moved. Who is second? Oh, okay. CC seconds. All those in favor of re-electing Kathy Randall by acclamation signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. The ayes have it. Kathy, would you give us a few words?
Oh.
A few, Kathy. You know,
I have a microphone, Marilyn. It's dangerous when I have one of these things, guys. I love all of you, and I will do this job as long as you think I'm useful. Thank you so much. Love you all.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. All right. We have the position of board seat number two currently held. Excuse me. It's been a long day. Been a long weekend. But, currently held by Patricia Olson. I open the floor for nominations.
Madam Chairman?
Yes, Dave Meyer.
I nominate Pat Olson.
Pat Olson's name has been entered. Pat, do you accept the nomination?
Madam President, Federation Friends, I appreciate it, but I'm not going to serve another term. I've been doing 6 years, and it's been great, and I'm still going to be around, but thank you. No.
Thank you for your service, Pat. The name of Bridget Burke has been entered into nomination. The name of Bridget Burke has been entered into nominations. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Oh, I'm sorry. Bridget, do you accept?
I do.
I guess because I talked to Bridget, so I'm sorry. I remembered all the rest of them. All right, so Bridget accepts. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Okay, Kathy moves the nomination thing. Is there a second? Denise seconds. All those in favor of electing Bridget Burke to the State Affiliate Board for board seat number two signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. The ayes have it. Bridget, would you like to say a few words to the committee?
Sure. So I don't know how many know my background, but I've been with the National Federation of the Blind for about 20 years, and I work for the national organization. In my capacity, I actually work with all of the affiliates, so I am going to be very proud to be able to tell the next in the next President's and Treasurer's Seminar that I, too, am now a board member of the one of our affiliates, the NFB of Illinois, and I will very proudly serve you.
Thank you, Bridget.
Congrats.
And thank you again to Pat Olson for your years of service to our organization. We look forward to seeing you continue to come each and every year, Pat. So don't think you're getting off scot-free. Thank you to all of the board members, all of your hard work. Welcome to the new board of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. We have one more piece. We have to elect the 2023 National Convention delegates. Denise Devine, I turn it over to you.
Got a mic coming to you in just a second.
We're electing
Okay, let me see what Dave. Yeah, Dave. Okay, so what has happened is that we are now electing the delegate to our national convention. For those of you who are new in the room, this is the person who will help to select the officers of the National Federation of the Blind and also be the final voice should it be necessary on any of our resolutions. Right now, that position is being held by our president, Marilyn Green. It is traditionally held by the president anyway. David Meyer has placed her name into nomination. I will ask, are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations?
I move the nomination cease. Can I do it?
Somebody else should do it. Thank you so much. I don't know. You guys, stop sleeping, would you?
Right.
Wake it up. Wake up. We're almost done. All right. Can I get a second? All right. So Debbie Pittman moves. And I think it was Michael that second. All right. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. All right. The ayes have it. Marilyn, you are the delegate once again.
All right. Thank you. All right. So we have to designate an alternate delegate just in case I cannot fulfill the responsibilities. So I open the floor for an alternate delegate. Chang has nominated Denise Avant.
Not on the nomination.
No. Are there any other nominations?
Yeah, I accept.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Natalie moves that nomination cease and Denise be elected by acclamation. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. So one more piece. So National Convention, July 1st through the 6th. Where is it at?
Houston.
Texas, and where are we at next year for a state convention?
Naperville.
We are right here back at the Chicago Marriott Naperville Hotel the second weekend of October. Do we have a door prize or two to end our convention where we are together again?
Yes, we have one, but it's a good one.
All right.
$100.
You saved the best for last.
I don't know about Madam President, but I could use $100.
I could. Adele Mo says him. Thank you to everyone for a great convention weekend. We stand adjourned.